Right, that's what we're all about right here at Cross Lutheran Church and School. This is the Crosscast. My name is Jason Dye, but not alongside, but joined by...
Yes, Kiki Culpepper.
Yes, we are doing the show remotely. She is at her fancy gated community home in Uptown New Braunfels. I'm over here.
I'm not sure if you would call it fancy.
And I'm over here not too far, almost on a direct line from our guest over here, not in Dove Crossing, but almost. We're doing the show today remotely because apparently when it rains, they
cancel
school now. Yes. So I know you're happy about that, Kiki, but we are looking forward to the show today. The name of the show today, Crosscast DC Style. I went back and checked.
Well,
it was actually on the
Crosscast 20th. At home.
Yes, at home, DC Style. I went back and looked. We actually left on the 20th last year at 3-something in the morning on
it
that amazing.
Bad.
Yes, it was late. It was early in the morning, but it was late at night. And we made our trip to the nation's, and if you're thinking, oh man, they must have let them rest as soon as they got off the plane in D.C., you would be wrong.
Nope.
We had a full day that day at in D.C., and so we're going to talk about that today, as well as we're going to talk to, obviously we're talking to Mr. Fink about that, we're going to talk to Christina Carnes after the mid-show break. Y'all had a fun time last night, Kiki. I noticed that you made a cameo celebrity appearance at the youth group last night.
Yes, I did, because it was like, bring your friend to youth group night. So I was Josie's friend.
Oh, very good. Well, that's nice because you took her to Chick-fil-A when we did the Dan Cathy show. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, listen, folks. You heard us talking about it. Children of God. And here at Cross Lutheran Church and School, we still only have boys and girls, young men and young women. And because we're Cross Lutheran, the President of the United States can't tell us what to do with our bathrooms. And if you wonder why I'm talking about the president, because, hey, it's the D.C. show. It's a political show. Although I will tell you, Kiki, hey, that evening when we were down at the back lawn of the White House, had the president come down to say hello to me, I would have been gracious and polite and respectful because that's the way you're supposed
but
to be.
But now you can talk trash. Apparently.
Well, yes. It wouldn't be the first time on this show. Hey, listen, folks, we're looking forward to a great show. If you are wondering as a student or a parent why you can't pull anything over on Mr. Fink, it's because he's been doing this for 33 years. He's been a teacher for 33 years in Lutheran
That's
school.
That's where he got all the sarcasm from.
Yes, he's learned, he's seen, and heard
years.
It all. And he definitely has a little sarcasm. But that's a fun thing. That's a fun
element.
Yeah. we'll find out how sarcastic he's feeling today, because right after the break, we're going to go to Mr. Fink, and we will do it all right after this.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red.
Is right. He is our seventh grade teacher.
I should have let you close the break.
And his name is Mr. Fink. Hey, Mr. Fink, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It is so great to have you on the show. Kiki can tell I had way too much time on my hands this morning to rip a BJ Thomas song. From
I shouldn't have let you choose the break.
Well, if we were live at the school, you probably wouldn't have let me play that one. But hey, Mr. Fizz, you heard us talking about it. Great memory for so many people. My whole family went. All three of us went. Great trip last year. But I wanted to ask you, when did you start doing this, the D.C. trip, as part of being a Lutheran educator?
My first trip was back in 94 at a school in California, and we flew out there. And then I've made 5 other trips with schools, 98, 09, 11, 13, and then 15.
Yay.
Yeah, but I went once with my family in 08, and that's when we met Jason there.
That's
right. The Natural History Museum.
That's right. We set it up, Kiki, because both our families were in D.C. for spring break, and so Evan.
So you just met up there.
Well, we played a trick on Evan. He was looking at postcards, and then Miss Fink tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Do you like this one?" And he turned around and saw that it was Mrs. Fink, and he was just frozen. He couldn't believe it.
He's just like, "What happened?" Okay, Mr. Fink, do you have a favorite place in D.C. that you like to go to?
You know, I really like the Library of Congress. There is just so much to see there, and the artwork is incredible. I could probably spend all day there just looking at everything. And I also have a Library of Congress library card, so I was able to go down into the reading room. You know, was able to go down into the reading room. You know, you can only get down there if you have a card. So I was able to go down there and look around. And yeah, but that is, it sounds kind of lame, I guess, with everything else there. But I just love seeing the Library of Congress.
It's like you
Congress.
Get to be part of National Treasure.
Exactly right.
That movie now.
Yep. In one of my other lives, I do that. Yeah.
Well, since you heard us talk, see, if you went in 94, obviously President Clinton was president in 1994. So you've been for three presidential administrations. I was curious, since you are a big you and I are both big history fans, who is your favorite president?
Instead
or do you
fans,
have a favorite president? Okay, we're nerds.
Well,
do you have a
exactly. Well, it'd have to be Millard Fillmore. Okay, now that's sarcasm.
Okay,
sorry.
Yes. That is definitely.
No, the answer is always Taft. The answer is always Taft.
Yeah, it's not Taft either, spread it. You know, I do like, I love reading about Lincoln because I believe he was just a genius. Teddy Roosevelt, I really like him because I love the life he led. But lately I've been really reading a lot more on Truman and just the things that he faced. And so I would say those three are probably my favorite presidents just because of the way they lived their lives and the things that they did. So,
very cool.
Yeah, sorry, I can't give you a specific answer.
And Mr. Fink, I hear next year you're only doing 8th grade D.C., not 7th and 8th.
Yep, well, we're growing. We're getting bigger, and I really didn't want to go to two buses. I wanted to just have one bus. So we're going to kind of just go on 8th grade every year from now on. So at least that's the plan
now. So what do students and parents need to know for D.C. next year?
Well, first off, I'd say, you know, you need to realize it's not a vacation. If you're going there to relax, that's not just going to happen.
No,
trust
me.
Not at all.
You've got to get your sleep in.
Yeah. Because we go, as you guys know, we go almost all the time and just keep seeing as much as we can. You know, that would be the other thing is to enjoy it, take as many pictures, ask questions, and just try to take it all in. There's just so much, but you want to try, you know, giving yourself some memories and, you know, and not get caught up in all the other stuff, but just try to learn as much as you can. You know, it's a, you know, 5 days kind of crash course thing. As we go quick, and you got to try keeping up with it.
Mr. Fink instantly becomes John Green all of a sudden.
Yes, absolutely he does. my advice to parents would be, obviously, you know, you get to save a little money. It you know, we all three of us win. It's not free,
right.
Although the school does a great job helping out and giving you opportunities to earn money towards the trip. But I would say find some really comfortable shoes. Start walking right now. Getting in shape.
Yes.
I would recommend starting, I don't know, about 14 miles a day, and then you'll be ready. You'll be ready.
Definitely.
How about you, Kiki? What would your advice be to the 8th graders that are going next year?
Like Mr. Fink said, try to learn stuff even though you're going there with your class. Have a little bit of fun. It's like you're there to have fun and learn stuff at the same time.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've got to tell you, one of my favorite memories about the D.C. trip, looking back on it, is, you know, I kind of feel like it was the last time that the old school was together. There were so many people there that obviously there were some changes at the end of the year. But it was really a great, great trip. And absolutely, I noticed in the handful of 8th grade chapels, well, I saw all the 8th grade chapels last year, obviously, but the handful
not
I saw this year. Not all of them. Some people didn't tell me that their chapel day had changed, but I noticed a lot of people. I noticed that people do mention the D.C. trip, so I think it's a great, great tradition that you've brought to our school, Mr. Fink, and we really certainly enjoy everything everything that you do for Cross Lutheran.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it every year. It's one of my, obviously, one of the highlights for me.
Speaking of the Library of Congress, because I know you from church as well. In fact, we sit together at Bible study almost every Sunday. You've been on a tear this year reading. How many books are you up to now?
I've read 24.
Holy
and I'm about halfway through my 25th. I'm kind of slowing
down.
Oh, wow. I got a little event coming up here in a couple
Right. I meant to ask you about that. There, you do have an event, a big event coming up in a couple of weeks. Your daughter, Sarah, who we mentioned on the show last week because she's the only student at Cross Lutheran who ever babysat my son, she's getting she's getting married up at the Valparaiso Chapel. So I know you're excited about that.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. It'll be a great time.
She asked you for the
– like the, before the show, I was saying Mr. Fink found me after school one day, and he said he was meeting JJ or talking to him.
Yeah, I was talking to him on the phone, just giving him encouragement to hang in there because there's lots of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. It's a busy time. It's a busy time.
Go
ahead. Listen, Mr. Fink, I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Like I said, I don't know when we started canceling school because of rain, but apparently that's a thing now. And hold on, Kiki. I just got this message in. Looks like school is going to be canceled tomorrow because of sunshine. So,
yes.
No, I'm sorry.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. But, hey, I understand the need to be safe. I get that. But seriously, Mr. Fink, it's a great, great tradition. Tremendous memories I have of D.C. It did seem like I was always sitting right next to Kiki and her mom. I don't know how that worked out, but it did seem like it was it did always seem to work.
My mom said she was sitting next to Ms. Dirks.
Yep, she was next to Ms. Dirks a lot, too. But anyway, hey, listen, Mr. Fink, you have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's probably
all right.
My pleasure.
All right, that's Mr.
Okay.
Fink, everybody. Great interview.
Sounds more like rain than hands clapping.
Well, maybe it is, except that it's not raining over here on my side of New Braunfels. Is it raining where you are?
It's been getting slower and slower, but it's still rainy.
Yeah, well, I'm just irritated because I enjoy our barbecue sandwich tradition that we have on this show, and I don't get a barbecue sandwich. I had one of those Starbucks peanut butter and jelly vegetable things, so not
what? Vegetable things?
You know, it's like the peanut butter jelly with the cucumbers and the apple slice. It's like supposed to be healthy for you, but I much prefer the barbecue chop sandwich. It's something like that. Hey, listen, speaking of Cross Lutheran, it's Cross Lutheran Church and School, and we have lots of great programs for young people. You heard Kiki talking about it. She was over at the high school youth group last night. It was Bring a Friend to Youth Group, and it sounds like you guys had a fun time.
Yes, we did, but now my shoes and socks are tie-dyed.
Well, we'll find out why here in just a second.
It was watered down paint, I'll just say that.
Yes. We're going to visit with Christina Carnes, and we're going to talk to her right after this. We've only got one shot, going to take it now. Going all in, going to make it count. Won't look back, going to set my eyes. There ain't no practice runs in life. Well, it's a 34-second bump, so I had time to look out the window, and it is not raining off County Line Road in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. Her name is Christina Carnes, and she joined us now. Hey, Christina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jason?
It is so good to have you on the show. Folks may know you from Pre-Care, too. I never did that, but I know some people do use Pre-Care. But let's talk about last night. Tell us what was going on. I saw some pictures. It looks like y'all had a fun paint fight last night.
Oh, yeah, of course. Last year, we actually started doing the paint war, and we wanted to do something fun for our seniors who were going to college, and actually – our DCE, Haley Jo, she was on maternity leave, so my husband Aaron and I were taking over Devo and Kellen. We said, let's play capture the flag, but make it more fun. So we threw in the paint guns, and like Kiki said, it was watered down paint. Paint says it's washable, but it's not. It will not wash out of your clothes. So we did that last year. No, and the kids had a blast. So we thought it would be the perfect time to do it again right now, because we have all the new confirmands from 8th grade joined us 3 weeks ago, and of course they're graduating next Wednesday, and then the high school graduation is coming up, and it was just a great kickoff to start the summer. And I mean, kids had a blast. It was kind of cold, I don't know about everybody else. After I was soaking wet in paint water, I was freezing and I was ready to get dry.
It was fun. And do you have any other activities at the church for other cross students that don't go to the church to participate in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I mainly do Devo and Fellow, which is our youth group, what we call our youth group, what we did last night. And as long as you're high school age, if you're in 8th grade going into high school, or as long as you're 9th grade through 12th grade, you are more than welcome to come join us every Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the youth room, like last night. And we have a devotion for a little bit, and we go play games, do whatever we want. We're definitely going to be doing the paint war more often. Over summer, when it's hot, we're going to go out there and keep your tie-dye clothes, Kiki, because you're going to want to wear those when you come back, so you don't have to ruin another pair of clothes. But last week we played dodgeball, and the week before that we had a relay race with hula hoops and hockey and bowling, and it was awesome. Everybody's welcome to come. You don't have to go to church at Cross. You don't have to go to school at Cross.
Wow, that's really cool. As I've been telling people at the softball games, Lutheran is German for everybody is welcome. And I think you and Aaron are doing such a great job with the young people over at Cross. I can't believe in 10 years of going to Cross Lutheran, I have never once been in the youth room. I don't even know how that's possible.
Well, you should come in the youth room. Bring your kids with you.
I'll have to come in the youth room
every now and then. Come check it out.
Yes. I'll have to do that. I'll have to ask Aubrey what it's like. I don't know. It's just weird. I've never actually been in that room. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of great fun planned. I hope we get some open gym scheduled this summer because we all love playing basketball. But if you see her at pre-care or around the school, her name is Christina Carnes. You can ask her about all the youth stuff because there's always something fun going on at Cross Lutheran. Christina, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll talk to you very soon. Christina Carnes, everybody. And then there was one show left. Tick-tock. I hope you're excited, Kiki. A week from tomorrow,
yes.
A week from yesterday, you guys are going to be out the door punching that ticket on to high school. You kind of have some big news. It sounds like you've settled on your high school, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I am going to New Braunfels Christian Academy with my sister.
Very, very good. There's a new principal that's going to be coming in for the year. And when Mr. Pipkin texted me that he was leaving, he mentioned that he had met you, and he said she has quite the vibrant personality. So you've been described on the show this year as a firecracker and as having a vibrant personality. So that's pretty cool. And a couple of quick announcements before we wrap this up. We got to send a huge shout out to Daryl and Merle.
Not really a wrap up. We still have like 15 minutes left.
Well, I have 10 minutes and 23 seconds left. You're right. But before we get there, I do want to send out a quick shout out and a congratulations to Daryl and Mercy Wood, the owners of the House Hunters New Braunfels, just voted best of the best real estate agency in the New Braunfels.
Wow.
Cy Young poll. That's a big deal. And another announcement I wanted to make, I don't know if you know this or not, Kiki, but when you were in first grade, did y'all have that little bear that you would take home with you sometimes?
Sunny Bear.
Sunny
I remember
bear.
That.
Yeah. Well,
but they changed the bear. Like, we had a different bear than they have now.
Well, Mrs. Fink found Sonny Bear this morning in the refrigerator. Somebody put him in the refrigerator overnight. So poor Sonny Bear. Yes, we were going to interview Sonny Bear, but he was not up to a live interview because he's still working off the effects of hypothermia. But what I'm what I'm going to do on behalf of the Crosscast, on behalf of Kiki and myself, I'm going to make a donation to what is called the Cross Lutheran Hug Fund. Help us grow the Hug Fund, because poor Sonny Bear, he needs a hug, right? So we're going to do something nice for the Hug Fund on behalf of Kiki and myself. And Kiki's right, we have about 8 minutes, so we're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the last show of the year, what's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to have a field day tomorrow, and really just wrapping it up, what has been a great, great year on the Crosscast, and we'll do it all right after this.
This is Principal Corey Brandenburger, and you're listening to the Crosscast.
Is right. You can tell we love T-Mac on this show.
Very excited for you,
Kiki. I think you're going to do great at New Braunfels Christian Academy. I know you'll probably have a chance to play a lot of sports over there and get involved in things. And speaking of D.C. And politics, you mentioned that you want to go over there and get involved in the student council. Tell us about that.
Yes, I do. Freshman year, I'm going to run for representative, and both of you and I were talking about by senior year, I should be president.
I think you should be, yes. And if you ever want to have like a podcast ad campaign for your candidacy, you know who to contact. Think that's going to be that'll be a great thing for you. Looking back on it, it is worth reminding people, because we have a lot of seventh graders that are going to be going into eighth grade. It really was a tremendous trip up to D.C. last year. But I will tell you, Kiki, I have rarely ever been tired and yet have so much fun at the same time.
Yes, it is a tiring experience, but it is very fun.
It's fun. Hey, next week we're going to be wrapping up the show. Hopefully it will be drizzling or a little too windy or too overcast. parents, students, and teachers, I'm not blaming Cross for this. I'm blaming the Comal Independent School District, who started canceling everything at 5:30 in the morning when it wasn't even raining. And I think sometimes because folks at Cross have kids that go to school in the Comal ISD. I still don't know if New Braunfels was canceled today. I have no idea if that district was shut down. I think your mom went to work, right? So Judson was still in business.
Yeah,
today,
my mom went to work this morning, but I'm not sure if she had a delay or not.
Yeah, I don't know. It started off as a two-hour delay, then a three-hour delay, and I was like, just cancel the whole day. And then they did. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent there, but next Wednesday – provided that it's not snowing or it's windy or the sun is out or there's too much cloud cover, we are scheduled to have school next Wednesday. We'll be meeting on campus for the last time to do our final episode of the Crosscast, kind of wrapping up the year. Chick-fil-A
and
graciously.
Our final show at all.
Yes.
And that will be my last time on campus.
Yep.
For a while.
Yep. And then, of course, graduation will be that evening. That's another thing. Hey, folks, even if you don't have a student in eighth grade, I highly, highly encourage you to come out and see the graduation. It is a very, very nice thing to witness. This class, Kiki's class of 2016, they have been together for a long, long time. Some of them have been there for over 10 years.
I'm very bad with names. I'm going to say Caitlin, right? No. No, Christina. She said she would bring the youth group out and come watch us graduate.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, Christina Carnes, Ms. Carnes, that would be great. The more the merrier. Let's fill up the church, and let's give this amazing class, the 2016, the proper send-off that they have really, really earned. I think I've said it to Ms. Patch, and I'll say it to you. If there was one class that could have maybe had a bad attitude this year about all the changes, it was you guys. And in all my interactions with y'all, y'all were wonderful, and y'all were leaders, and y'all were gracious. And so we're looking forward to next week.
But
then we don't expect y'all to be perfect either, but that's part of life. Things change, and you'll get used to that, and you'll find that happens in life a lot of times. And I've said many times to people that, you know, I felt a little guilty that I got out just as everything was changing, and so that was one of the reasons I wanted to do the CrossCast. I wanted to run away from all the heaviness and the sadness of last year and just do something fun for the school. And if you recall, Kiki, I was only going to do the CrossCast until December. And then I was going to stop.
Yeah.
And again, Kiki told me what I had to do. She said, nope, you have to do the show till the end of the year. So I don't
it
argue with Kiki.
It wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah, well, we're going to turn it over to you and somebody else. But since I don't argue with Kiki, I just do what she tells me. I said, okay, we will do the show until the end of the year. And I'm so glad we did.
There's two hosts, not a co-host.
Right. She doesn't work for me. We try to work together. But I'm so glad we did, because we did the Chick-fil-A show, and we got to broadcast the state championship game. And so next week we'll really wrap it up. We're scheduled to have Principal Brandenburger with us just to kind of talk about the end of the year and his plans for next year. And, of course, when it's over, we're going to get to hang out with 8th grade and have some Chick-fil-A. We'll have plenty of food. It's just 8th grade this time, but really, really looking forward to it. And what about you? What does the rest of your week look like? Do you have soccer and stuff this weekend?
Actually, I won a raffle and got tickets for the new MLS soccer team in San Antonio. I won tickets to their game.
Oh, that's cool. When is that? Is that Saturday night?
Saturday.
All right, very cool. I hope that'll be fun. That's a cool stadium. I think it's at the Toyota Stadium right there off 35. That's kind of
it used to be the Scorpion Stadium.
That's right. Yeah, that's a cool place to go see a soccer game. And when you're there, if you look off to your right or left, you'll see this big abandoned cement factory. When I was much, much younger, I used to race a motorcycle around that perimeter road over there. So that area very, very well. Hey, listen, Kiki, you have a great rest of – enjoy your rain day. Enjoy the rest of your day. I think you said you're going to take a nap, so enjoy that.
Yes, after this, I'm going to take a nap.
Awesome.
See,
hey,
I'm going back to kindergarten. I get to take a nap today.
It's a great way to spend a not-so-rainy day. Hey, listen, we want to thank Mr. Fink and Christina Carnes for joining us on the show. My name is Jason Dias. Her name is?
Kiki Culpepper.
And you've been listening to the CrossCast. Say goodbye, Kiki.
Goodbye. Now it's your turn. Goodbye. You have to say
goodbye,
it.
Everybody. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Children of God.